Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, word is he has been on fire. You're sending your kids to college because of him. He is the degenerate making all your football selections, whether it's pro or college. RJ Choppy with this week's picks.
21-12-2. I mean...
That's good.
I'm sick of doing so much winning. I'm tired of winning so much. We're winning so much, we're sick of it.
You fixed your tax problem just in the past few weeks.
I did.
Yeah.
Paid them off.
Nice.
I got a letter from the IRS yesterday. I haven't even opened it.
Oh, that's
a bad call.
That's worry-free.
Is worry-free.
I'm worry-free.
That's worry-free. He knows he's good.
They sent me a letter. I'm like, I know I'm good.
Yeah.
Unless it's an audit letter, yeah, then what if the letter, I'm bad.
Bingo. You're not going to open it to find out? I think you want to find that out before you declare you're good.
Maybe I'll open it today around 4:45 when they close 10 minutes later.
Oh, that's a good plan.
Here we go.
Yeah, Friday news dump.
College or pro?
You're in the zone. It's like when someone's in the zone, you don't tell them where to shoot on the court.
All right.
You let them shoot.
ITZ in the zone, ITZ. All right, let's go. Let's go college first.
Okay,
save the NFL Cowboys pick for later. UAB, Texas A&M under 45.5. UAB has the best defense in the nation, the number one defense.
They do.
A&M's got a good defense. UAB won't be able to score on A&M. So this is going to be an underplay, under 45.5. San Diego State. +13.5 at Fresno State. San Diego State's a quality football team. Don't know who their coach is. Couldn't name you any player on their team. Doesn't matter. They're going to cover the 13.5.
And that's with who?
Fresno State.
Okay, because yesterday, my main man, shout out Todd Kaufman, diehard Fresno State, I texted him. I said, dude, Davante Adams is a bad, bad man. And he goes, yeah, but Fresno State may have, this could be a homer. Todd's maybe a college homer. Is that they may have a wide receiver. I have to ask Kavanaugh and KT. They may have one that's going to be even better. Keyshawn Johnson?
Keyshawn Johnson, yeah.
Keyshawn Johnson?
I think it's his kid.
Is it his kid?
I think his kid plays there.
Said he already broke Devontae's records. So he may be even better.
All right. Liberty +28.5 at Auburn.
Liberty +28.5 at Auburn.
At Auburn.
And you're taking Liberty.
I'm taking Liberty. Auburn's in trouble, brother. They are in trouble. West Virginia -5 at Oklahoma State.
But Liberty, what do you like about Liberty?
Nothing. I know nothing about them, but my handicapping service told me to take Liberty.
Okay.
Tennessee +6 at home against Missouri. It's a home dog. Take the home dog. Neither team's any good. +6 is a lot to give up to a home team when you're Missouri and you're not any good either. Middle Tennessee State +16.5 at Kentucky. Kentucky is a very solid team, but they just got worked by the Vols, and they're terrible. And MTSU always has a very good team. By the way, take the under in this game, 46.5. Kentucky couldn't score with a fistful of 50s. That's your college picks.
Okay.
NFL, New Orleans, Philadelphia over 56.
New Orleans, Philadelphia over 56. Okay.
Kansas City Rams over 63.
Okay, those games, the all-time highest overs have always gone over.
Cowboys Atlanta under 48.5.
Under. Okay. Don't pick your winner until 9.
I'm not picking my winner.
Okay.
And also, here is a little special for you in the prop bet. The Cowboys will receive the opening kickoff.
Why?
This is one of those.
The Cowboys have been deferring.
Ooh, yeah, I don't like that. That's a 50-50 proposition. If the Cowboys win the toss, they're kicking.
They just deferred last week.
They did last week. This is one of those games
are you
where Jason wants to get ahead early.
Ooh.
And it, we know what happens, and we know Atlanta's a smart team, so they're going to defer anyway.
It's a lock.
If Atlanta wins the toss, the Cowboys are going to receive first because Atlanta will defer. And I'm saying if the Cowboys win, there's a greater than 50% chance they will opt to receive. Take the Cowboys to receive the kick.
Oh, man. And that's plus, right, to receive it, or is that just even
that's
money?
Usually a plus. Yeah, usually a plus.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a hot tip.
Whoa, dude. Hot that's hot.
I know what's going to happen. Twitter is going to blow up at 12:01 Sunday here on The Fan with RJ's call that they are going to get the ball no matter what.
I'll remember it.
Yes.
And I'll give you credit.
All right. At RJ Choppy, he's been on fire. Take advantage. Send your kids to college. Pay off the mortgage. Do whatever you need to do. At RJ Choppy on Twitter, he will send out the selections. Sean, RJ, Roy, and Lane Lewis is in for Troy Hughes. Glad you are waking up with us or starting off your Friday with us right here on The Fan. I forgot to mention in trending, and it is trending already. Do you know what show is out today? Lane, are you aware of it?
Yeah, I am.
The movie?
Nah, but you'll be into it.
Oh.
It's a show.
Not quite a TV show.
It's a show you give it to me, Chop.
I'm trying to think of the lyrics.
You got the dance that you do.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to think.
You used to always do it.
I need the Kickstarter.
Yeah.
I need the Kickstarter.
There it is. Narcos.
Oh, that's out today?
Yeah, baby.
Man, I'm finishing House of Cards, then I'm jumping on.
People still watch that?
Man, I bailed on House of Cards.
It's weird with no Kevin Spacey, I'll say that.
Is it good?
Y'all know they got a statue of the president from that show, the female one that's now the president of that show.
So spoiler alert.
They have a statue of her at Dallas Love Field.
What?
Yeah, like.
Who is it?
They unveiled this.
The actress?
Yeah, they unveiled this past weekend. It's her. She's pregnant. And it's a statue of her inside the airport.
I'm going to look up the specifics on this,
and I'll tell you just here in just a second.
The main actress in House of Cards.
Robin Wright Penn?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she's from Dallas. That's why they have a statue.
Yeah.
She's from here.
Yeah, but why would she have a statue of her pregnant inside Love Field?
House of Cards erects real-life Claire Underwood statue that gives away major spoiler. And it's her.
That Roy just gave away.
Pregnant.
Oh, I thought you meant like. Wait,
man, if a girl getting pregnant is a spoiler to your show, your show sucks.
Wait, does Love Field? Wait a sec. In the episode, there's a statue in Love Field.
In Love Field, right there. That's it. That's a picture of it. That's her pregnant with a couple of flags next to it.
Yeah, why would they
post it up?
That's in Love Field.
In Love Field. Why would they that's put posted
her,
there.
Why would they put her up there
right now?
I don't know. Really
there.
Weird. I'm not going to Love Field just because of that anymore.
Call her fat, Chop.
She's not fat. She's pregnant.
She's so hot.
If Tim sends us somewhere on South, I'm not even going to go.
Look at this. Okay. It says Claire Hale Underwood of Highland Park, Texas, the 47th president of the United States of America.
Yeah, in the show, she's from Dallas.
47th?
Something's
we're on number 45 now. Two down the road.
The show's set in the
something's
future.
Fake about that in Love Field. I'm not buying it.
It's promotional.
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet.
But anyway,
probably.
Back to Narcos.
Yeah.
I kind of wish it even was on. It's a love-hate with the release on the same day because now I know after today or at least by Saturday, I'll never have it again until the next season because you can't stop. Did you watch the last Narcos?
Yeah, that was season three, right? Yeah.
The one without Pablo.
Right, and then spoiler alert, that cartel all goes to jail.
But you liked it.
It's great.
Awesome.
It's terrific.
I love it.
It's a great show.
Yeah, even with all the reading for you.
No, I understand Spanish.
No, you don't understand anything.
I don't speak it, but I understand it. Okay. I can get it.
So you don't read the subtitles and you still watch the show?
I read the subtitles. I will say this. I stopped Netflix and driving because of Narcos. It was too hard to read the subtitles.
Thank God
you stopped that.
You didn't know, Lane?
No. You were watching Narcos in the car?
Yeah, it was a little difficult.
What are you doing?
It was a little difficult to read the subtitles.
The entire show is in Spanish.
I understand. That's why I say a little tough to read the subtitles and drive a car.
You're not joking.
You didn't care.
But I watched almost the entire series of Dexter on the ride to work every day.
That's fair.
Yeah. Lane, I want to see him dance. Get the music.
I'm working on it.
Sorry.
that? Why is this not in our system?
There you go.
Got Narcos by Migos. I don't think that's it.
How do you describe the dance he's doing?
What's the song he always sings? Coca Cabana.
I'm doing a little.
Here it is.
He's doing like a running man, like a little bit faster running man.
Why don't we have a webcam in here?
Awful merengue now.
It's like a poor man's fat Victor Cruz.
All right, Narcos is coming out today.
Stop. You understand?
Please stop. You're killing me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.